The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life. The life was the light of all people. The light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. Now, he himself was not the light, but he testified to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world has come into being through him, yet the world did not know him. What he came to was his own. And his own people did not accept him. But to those who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God. They were not born of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but the will of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory. The glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This is he of whom I have said, it is he who comes after me, who is ranked ahead of me, because he was before me." From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. It is true, the law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth has come through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, only the Son. It is God, the only Son, who is closest to the Father's heart, who has made him known. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Now I'm inviting any of the children like to come up for a children's message to meet me up front here. That was a rough one. Took a week off and almost forgot everything. Hey, guys, how are you? Are you good? Awesome. Hey, I'm going to try... Well, no, we're not. Not this time. Okay. Did you guys have a good Christmas? Who had a good Christmas? Yay, Christmas! So, I don't know if you were listening or not, but part of our reading that I just read to everybody... said something about grace upon grace. What do you think that means? Grace, grace. Uh-oh. I got a thread here. Uh-oh. Oh, what happened? What is going on here? What? Did you guys? Can you do me a favor? Somebody do me a favor. Can you do me a favor? Just pick that up and start walking back there, will you? Go, yeah, just keep on walking. Oh my goodness. What in the world? I just thought it was a thread that I wanted to take off. That's crazy. Hey, will you do me a favor? Will you just hang on to that right there, will you? What in the world is going on? Can you guys believe this? Hey, can you hold on to that right there? This is, oh my goodness. This, it keeps going, you guys. What's going on? Holy cow. That was one long thread, right? I don't know what to do. But here, do you mind holding that there? Oh my goodness. This is, do you remember those words I said, grace upon grace? Do you think this thread's ever going to end? Do you think it'll stop eventually? Eventually, I think it will. But God's grace doesn't, right? God's grace keeps going and going and going. And I'm not sure how long this is going to go, so we're just going to stop it right now. But isn't that something? We know that eventually this thread would run out. But God's grace, it never runs out. Never, ever will it grow or ever run out. This one, we finally had to get rid of. And sometimes we do that ourselves with God's grace. We're just like, nope, that's enough. We've had enough. We can't handle it anymore. And we kind of cut it off. But God's always offering it. God's grace is always there. Okay? So can you pray for me as I wind up our thread of grace so nobody trips over it? This might take a while. All right. You can bring it on back, and we'll pray. All right, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for your grace that never ends. No matter what we do, no matter how we do it, your love is always there for us. Help us to ask for forgiveness when we do things bad or things wrong. And thank you for that grace. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you got it? All right. It is really tangly, isn't it? It's tickly too. God's grace is kind of tickly too. You guys want to take it with you? I don't know whose headache I just created, but there you go. Grace, mercy, and peace from our Creator and our Lord Jesus Christ to you. Amen. Oh, I love John. There's so many things you're going to find out of that I love about church. But I love John. But each gospel writer always had a specific audience, always had a specific message that they wanted to get out. I mean, Mark is, you know, kind of like the social media guy. Immediately, we're doing this right now. Right now, we're going to do this, and we're going to do it now. I mean, he was the first book written, okay? He jumped right into Jesus' ministry. He begins his book with the baptism of Jesus, who then forces him out into the wilderness, and by the end of 20 chapters, he's already selecting his disciples. When Matthew starts his book, he goes back to the genealogy of Jesus Christ because his main audience were the Jewish people, and he wanted everybody to know this was the Messiah that was coming and to be aware of it. And then he goes into Jesus' birth. Luke started with the birth of Jesus and the foretelling of the prophecy that was coming true through John the Baptist. He goes into Jesus' childhood and then tackles the genealogy of Jesus. But John says, you know what? We need the big picture. We need the full vision of what's going on. So where does John start? In the beginning. As we hear those words echoed from Genesis, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, the Word was with God. He wants to paint a clear picture of what this word means to each and every person. Not just the Jewish people, but to all people. And he does that by giving these ideas of the Word with God, with creation, with John as an individual, with the world, and then with community. So the first part, when we say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, he was there in the beginning. That's everything that he wants you to know about where Jesus came from. The true Word was with God, part of our Trinity that we always confess to every Sunday. And all things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. Listen to that. What came into being was life. And the life was the light of all people. Yeah, until we actually internalize that part of it, everything else out there is just stuff. But as soon as we realize that when God came into the world, when the Word came into the world, when that happened, all that stuff became life. All that stuff out there. I mean, we walk by it every single day. These buildings, trees, grass, plants, everything, sunshine. But until we realize that there's a purpose for each and every one of those things, that it's life within us and for us and helps the community live, there's life in all those things. And the life was the light of all people, and that light will never be taken out by any type of darkness. This whole creation is for you and for all people. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. Next paragraph. Whole week off, people. Relax. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. Now, if you're here on Christmas Eve, you heard these words, but I changed them just a little bit. And instead of there was a man sent from God, I said there was a church sent from God. The Word is in each and every one of you through the Holy Spirit. Each and every one of you have the opportunity each and every day to proclaim the Word through your actions, through your words. We get the opportunity to do this. It only takes a few minutes to think a little bit before you speak. So we were on vacation, and we went down to visit my in-laws, Missy's mom and dad, and her grandmother who lived down there. And we always spend a few days with them, and then we go off to like Universal or Busch Gardens or enjoy some of the sights around. I'm giving you an example of what not to do. So we drove down, got there in plenty of time, kind of tired, woke up, did our normal stuff. We had to drive another 2 hours from where Missy's parents live to get to Busch Gardens. And once we got to Busch Gardens, it was great. It was good. And then we go up to buy our first meal with our all-day dining passes. Now, usually, when you get that, the perk of it is you buy one snack and get it free. Or you can get one adult beverage and get one free. So as we get up there to get our first snack and beverage, we are told, oh, sorry, we're not doing that this year. We were just told this morning that no one will get buy one, get one free on snacks or adult beverages. What? That's the whole reason we came, not the whole reason, but it was one of the big reasons. We came to Busch Gardens. What? Okay, whatever. Let it go. Let it go. We'll let it go. All right, let it go. My family's up here snickering because that was not my true reaction. So the next day, we actually get there, and they're having issues with their computer system because it's the new year. This was January 2nd. And now, my wristband or Missy's wristband won't even, actually, we don't have our wristbands yet because it's just a piece of paper they're supposed to scan and then give us the wristbands. Those were not working. And I was just like, oh my gosh, what else? Well, if we go ahead and do this, just to go up to customer relations at the front of the park, and I'm like, wait, we're in the back of the park right now. This is going to take another 20 minutes to get up there, and who, God only knows how long we got to wait in line before we get to see somebody up there. And then, so by the time all this happens, the poor girl, I forget her name even, so poor girl, she got the full wrath of Pastor Randy. I was not very pastoral. I forgive me, God, I know I was not. And the truth of the matter was, even the words I said to this woman actually embarrassed my family. And at that point, I understood Christ was not dwelling within me, right? I asked them and told them after this whole incident, not my family, the crew, I told them I'm very sorry and thank you for your patience. But we just drove 1,000 miles, came down here expecting our vacation to be seamless. And this threw a lot of stuff into it. And they were very understanding. They said, yes, we understand. By the way, we got free all-day dining that day. There was the work of God. Through Busch Gardens. But then I did have to apologize to my family, too, and say, I'm so sorry. I did not mean for my words to these people to embarrass you. Which they did. And I understand why they did. If you want to hear the whole story, come on by the office sometime. I'll let you know. But the word is within each and every one of us if we take the time to recognize it. The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world, and he was in the world, and the world came into being through him. This is like the fourth time we've heard that line. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. Now you know I'm grew up during the 80s, because we are the world, right? As we see it, as we live it, as life is projected into the world, that is us. That is all creation. God is in all of that. John is being very specific that Jesus, the Word, has come through in shapes all forms of everything ever created. This is who we are and who we are called to be. But Pastor, we're all born of blood. Yes. That's right. But as we believe, as we receive the grace upon grace, as we get that, we also have the opportunity to be children of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. Yes, it did. And it testified to the coming of that Word and that grace and that truth. It is from his fullness. I love this line. John's very poetic when he writes, from his fullness, we have all created. All means all. Not just some. Not just means, not just the ones who received, not just the ones who believe, but all have received grace upon grace. And some people claim that you need to have that right here, right now, so I can see that you have decided to receive or to believe. I'm not so sure that's our job, other than to understand that God's grace is upon grace, is upon grace, is upon grace, a never-ending thread, if you will. And it's in that community that we should see God's grace flowing on each and every individual, even the ones telling us that we don't get free dining that day. Even those who may not agree with you politically, even those who may not agree with your lifestyle, even those who claim to know more than what they know. That's the real hard part, right? To see that grace on them. But it is there for them because it's for all people. Sometimes it's hard for us to claim it for ourselves, and therefore it's hard to claim it for others. So once we are able to claim it for ourselves, sometimes it makes it easier to claim it for others. But it's in that community that, once again, John wants us to know that God's grace is never ending. So, has anybody heard of, I might not even say it right, Rumi? He's an ancient mystic. Background is Muslim. But he says this: yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I'm changing myself. I think Rumi was copying off of John. Because John wants you to know that Jesus Christ, the Word, has come into the world for you specifically. And as you change yourself, as you see God's grace never ending for all people, and that God's creation is full of life for all people, you can change yourself. And by changing yourself, you change the world. If not just the way that you perceive the world, but as God changes you, as you allow that change within yourself, you can see a positive fullness of life and love in God's creation, no matter where you're at. It starts here. It starts through hearing the Word that was with God in the very beginning. That it's with God now. It's with God, with you, here and out there. Amen.